ones which bring the paper and hold it down to the volumes, and the ones which bring the window sometimes have three volumes in order to manage the size. And also to the amount of animal life that you put into the volume prints in the one volume print in the window would require a skin of at least 170 carbons. And if you then think the popular prints are 20, 30, 40 copies, and lots of cows went into the production of just the group bible. And it also gives you an impression of the skin. So although the paper was this point still popular, it was actually a more expensive thing to acquire if the largest part of their investment that they were producing a large volume. But in the course of the business, the interaction between the demand and production fell in demand, and it was in any case cheaper to build. Now, printing doesn't depend on the paper, but printing, as many versions says, would probably not be possible without paper. So, in many ways, they probably have a paper deposit, because that in a sense advances that they would be prepared without being more paper. Now, as you can also see here, it's actually really clear on the page. Gutenberg's ink is remarkable for being a very, very short pen. Recording for the tip is not a good one. Do that if you try to write it again. Ink is very soft metal, that's why it's not writing it. So, pouring writing it on the metal would be a bad idea. So printer's ink is actually a sort of so it's based on oil, which is pink and suspended in paper. The black is carbon, some of the graphite. The main obstacles that you can see here, but if you go to the website and look at the enlargement, you will probably be able to see that there are shiny bits in the individual bits. Part of that is graphite. If you stumble across something that has that sort of slight shimmering, differing and has 40 or 42 lines of paper, then you have a good line of paper.